In this edition, there are several stories of parties and events held to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday. In this part, we tell of the Royal British Legion event in Old Cossey and another celebration in Eton. The iconic Norwich eatery Zaks has a 40th birthday. But to start, Norwich Eye Clinic raises funds for the NNAB.
Cataract patients have been drinking tea and coffee for charity. Patients at Norwich Eye Clinic have raised hundreds of pounds for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. The clinic, in St Stephen's Gate Medical Practice, offers people free refreshments before and after their surgery, with patients being invited to offer a donation. The NNAB is the clinic's chosen charity, and donations have raised £400 to go toward helping the organisation to continue supporting people with sight loss. Mike Talbot, Chief Executive of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, visited the clinic to meet staff and receive the cheque from the cataract surgery team. Mr Talbot said, "We are very grateful for the support shown to NNAB by patients and staff here at the clinic. The cataract clinic here is helping so many people improve their sight, so it's nice that those patients have made donations to an organisation which exists to support those who have suffered sight loss." The clinic is run by Norfolk Surgical and Diagnostic Centres. It performs up to 1,800 cataract procedures each year, and 1,200 of them happen at St Stephen's Gate Medical Practice.
Burger lovers will be able to buy their favourite dish at 1976 prices when Norfolk restaurant Zaks celebrates its 40th anniversary. Zaks, which has diners in Norwich, Poringland and Thetford, is planning a party to take place outside the Forum on June the 25th from midday to 5pm. Customers will be able to buy burgers for either 50 pence or 56 pence, with proceeds going to children's charity Connects and Company. There will also be live music, retro American cars, and a replica of an original Zaks caravan that used to sit on Farmers Avenue outside what is now Castle Mall. Chief Operating Officer Chris Carr said, "The love out there for Zaks has been phenomenal over the last 40 years, and this is our way of saying thank you. It's been a genuine pleasure to serve so many great customers in our diners over the last 5 decades, and we hope to be doing the same for many years to come."
A town showed its community spirit as hundreds turned out to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday. The Royal British Legion, or RBL, organised a special fete in the garden of the Bush Pub in the street Old Cossey, and more than 300 people turned out for it. Guests enjoyed a whole host of traditional attractions, including Hooker Duck and Splatter Rat, and there were plenty of Union flags to be seen. Mike McCormack of the Cossey branch of the RBL said, "We just felt that because it's such a close community down at Cossey, this would be a good way to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday. We tried to go back to the old funfair style." The RBL worked to involve as many people as possible, with the choir from nearby Ormiston Victory Academy performing, and the Sea Scouts and the local Baptist church also playing a part. The afternoon culminated in a huge duck race on the river. "Everybody has thoroughly enjoyed themselves," said Mr. McCormack. "They've braved the heavy showers and all had fun." Debbie Wilson, landlady of the Bush, said, "It's been a great success despite the weather." A weekend of celebrations marked the Queen's 90th birthday, with Saturday's Trooping the Colour ceremony getting things off to a positive start. There was a flypast by historic planes and the Red Arrows. Other events included a national service of thanksgiving at St Paul's Cathedral and a flotilla of boats in a pageant down the River Thames.
People wore their crowns and tiaras for a royal celebration. The residents of Mount Pleasant, Romp, in Eton, decorated their street in red, white and blue for a party to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday. Little girls dressed up in their finest princess outfits for a busy programme of activities, while adults adorned tiaras and crowns. Romp organised the event, which included face painting, an educational session discussing the history of the street and a range of sports. Families living on either side of the road joined their neighbours in a tug-of-war. Trevor Mitchell, 70, from Mount Pleasant, helped to organise the street party. He said, "We closed off the street so it just belonged to the residents. Well, the children, really. They were able to play football and hopscotch in the road. The idea was to bring the community together. People brought their own food and drinks and shared meals on tables that lined the middle of the street. Others shared tea and cake on sofas in the sunshine. The schedule included a hog roast, royal-themed treasure hunt and musical performance in the evening." Annalisa Saville, a resident and one of the organisers, said, "The flowers done by Sue were so beautiful and the kids with face painting were simply magical."